Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman, Le'ilo Nishmas, Chaim Menachem Aaron, Ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
Learning Meseches Yoma, Daf Lametes, was starting the fourth perek. The Mishnayis are up to the Avodah of Agrola. The Mishnayis went through the Avodah Shem Kippurim from the very first Avodah in the morning. And now the Mishnayis gets to the Avodah of Agrola, the lottery that was done for the Shnei Seirim, the two goats, to make one of them the Sar LaHashem, the Sirchata, Sechata, Sanas, Lefnim, that was brought, Lefnayo, Lefnim, and the blood was sprinkled there, and the other Sar, which was made, LaZazel. So the Torah says that the determination, which Sar is the Chatas to Hashem, and which sar is a sar la'azazel, is done through gareles. So the Mishnah describes exactly the way that they made the hagrola, and then later in the parak it also describes the lumdus of the hagrola, whether it's an aveda, whether it's ma'akev, and how exactly that works. So the Mishnah says, taref b'kalfi, and it's actually a machlokes yishanim what the exact translation of the word taref is. Rashi says, taref b'kalfi means he grabbed in the kalfi. A kalfi is a small kli, like a tube, which the two gairolas were put inside. And taref, Rashi says, it means he grabbed into the kli. The Aruch says that the pshat is, taref means that he mixed it up. We'll see soon in the Gemara why he did this taref b'kalfi. What's the significance of it? But anyway, those are the two pshatim in the word taref. If it means he just grabbed, he quickly picked up one from the kli, to the two gorillas in the kli, or it means that he mixed it up. If taref means grabbed, it has the sheirish of like Binyamin Zev Yitruf, like Zeving Taref, grabbing. If it's taref means mixing, it's like the sheirish of Beitzim Trufais Bekarka. Scrambled eggs are called Trufais Bekarka, they're mixed together. Anyway, taref bekalfi vehelish shtei gorillas, and he picked up with his two hands the two gorillas. He put his right and left hand together into the kalfi, and took out the two gorillas, one is in his right hand and one in his left hand. Echot kosavol of Hashem, one of them says LaHashem, v'echot kosavol v'azazel. That was actually written on the gorill, Hashem's name, lo yudke vavke, and the other one said on it LaHazazel. It was written on the gorill that way. The Teis Hashanim brings the Yerushalmi that learns that from the Psukim, that you need an actual writing on it. The Yerushalmi asks, why don't you just have two stones, a black stone and a white stone? And the Yerushalmi says, you learn that from the Pasuk, from Goril Echad LaHashem, Goril Echad LaHazazel, that on the Goril has to be written the word LaHashem, and on the other Goril has to be written the word LaHazazel. The Yerushalmi is also a mashma that it was inscribed, it was engraved into the Goril, LaHashem and LaHazazel, not just written, but it was engraved in the Goril. Right? We had earlier the Mishnah that they were wooden Goriles, and then afterwards Rabbi Shuba Gamla made them into golden Goriles. But there were two things, either two chips of wood or two plates of gold. One of them is written LaShem, one is written LaZazel, and he put his right and left hand together into the kalfi, took them both out, and like the Mishnah says, if the Sagan and the Reish Beisav was able to see it, the Sagan was on his right side, the Reish Beisav was on his left side, and if it was in the right hand, said LaHashem, the Sagan said, pick up your right hand, and if the left hand said LaHashem, the Reish Beisav said, pick up your left hand. And he put it on the two goats. Now Rashi says that the two goats were also standing, one to his right and one to his left, and that's what it says in the Rambam and the Meiri. And L'chaira, it's Pasha, it has to be that way, because if the goats were not designated earlier, one to the right and one to the left, so what would be the point of the Gairal? Even after he picked out one LaHashem and one LaZazel, how would he know which one to put on which goat? So there'd have to be a prior designation of the goat that's for the right hand and the goat that's for the left hand. Presumably, the goat for the right hand was standing on the right, and the goat for the left hand was standing on the left. That's the Pshat of Rashi. So Hashem was a little bit bothered why the Mishnah didn't speak it out Mefurish, that there was one goat to the right and one goat to the left. But that's what the Mefurishim say clearly, that there had to have already been one goat to the right and one goat to the left, so that there was one goat that was going to get whichever girl came into the right hand, and one goat that was going to get the girl that came into the left hand. Then the Mishnah says, Nasim al Shnei Seirim, he put the two garalas on the two goats. V'amar l'Hashem chatas. And he said about the goat that was the chatas, he said the words l'Hashem chatas. And like we'll see in the Gemara, l'Hashem he said with the shame of Furish, the shame of Yud Kei Vav Kei, like we'll learn. And Rabbi Shmuel Omer, lo yitzarech lo mechatas el l'Hashem. He didn't have to say the word chatas, he just had to say l'Hashem. So the Ritva explains the machlekes. The Ritva explains that they're arguing im shat in the pasuk. It says v'hikriv Aaron es asar asher ala olav hagar l'Hashem v'asohu chatos. It says that Aaron should take the goat which has the girl that came in at the girl l'Hashem and he should make it a chatos. So the question is, what does it mean v'asohu chatos? The Tanakhama says he has to say it should be a chatos. That's what it means, v'asohu chatos. He should make it into a chatos. He should say l'Hashem, because that's the goyrel echad l'Hashem. He has to say that this was the goyrel that was l'Hashem. And also v'asohu chatos. He should make it into a chatos, meaning he should say clearly, he should be makdish, he should say that it's a chatos. V'asheng Rebbe Shmuel says, no, v'asohu chatos means that he should do the avayda v'chatos on it. It's already a chatos. He should take the girl, the sarasha alal of girl Hashem. The girl is a girl Hashem, so that's why he has to say this is the girl Hashem. But v'so chatas doesn't mean that he makes it into a chatas, meaning he proclaims it a chatas. V'so chatas means he does the avodah of a chatas. He does the meister chatas with it. That's a pshat v'so chatas. And arguing in the pshat in the pasuk v'so chatas, the Gvur Seri is a little bothered because he says that avada, it's not up to the Kayin to make it into a chatas. Even if the Kayin wouldn't say anything, if the Kayin makes the agrola, and the agrola comes out that one's l'Hashem and one's l'Azazel, so avad it's chal, and it becomes a chatas even without the Kayin saying l'Hashem chatas altogether. It's a mitzvah to say l'Hashem, like the pasuk says, the girl is the girl l'Hashem, so he's supposed to be saying l'Hashem. But v'so chatas can't mean that he's makdish it for a chatas, because it's avada chatas without his hektish. That's a Gvura Seri's kasha. And he says, enichinami, you don't really have to say chatas. It's just that the Tanakhama holds he should explain better what it means, l'Hashem. That the girl echel l'Hashem, what does it mean that this sar is the sar l'Hashem? That means it's the sar chatas. He just is explaining the l'Hashem by saying chatas. And Rishmol says, no need to explain it. When you say l'Hashem, that automatically makes it a chatas. The girl automatically makes it a chatas. You're saying l'Hashem, that's part of the girl to speak out that it's l'Hashem. And you don't have to bother explaining what it means l'Hashem, that it means to a chatas. L'chayr, I think it was also avada maskim to the Gvur Sari that he doesn't have to go be makdashit for a chatas. Avada the Kedusha comes from the agrola itself. Like we'll see later in the sugyas on the next blot, that avada the agrola alone makes a Kedusha. I think still the Dvar saying that v'aso chatas means that he should proclaim it's a chatas kilu is being makdashit. I mean, you find a similar din by Bechor, though it says kaddish li kol Bechor, the Gemara Bechor says the mitzvah to makdash Bechoris, even though the kaddish without you being makdash them, but there's a mitzvah to proclaim it as hektish. So here too, if you learn v'aso chatas means, and he should make it a chatas, meaning she makdash as a chatas, avad it's be'etzem a chatas, even if he's not makdashit, the agrol itself turns it into a chatas, but it's a mitzvah for him to say that it's a chatas, not only to say l'Hashem, which is part of the agrola, but v'so chatas to say that it's a chatas. That's part of what he's doing. He does two things. He makes the girl l'Hashem, he says he proclaims it l'Hashem with the girl, and v'so chatas, he also proclaims it kilu like he's being makdish for chatas, even if you don't need the hektish. Hashem and Rabbi Shmuel holds that v'so chatas doesn't mean anything about him proclaiming it a chatas. It means he should do the avod on it as a chatas. Now the Taz Hashanim asks a very interesting question. It says in the Mishnah, according to Tanakhama, he says l'Hashem chatas. He means the Gemara Nedarim says that a person shouldn't say l'Hashem carbon. A person should rather say carbon l'Hashem. When someone's being makdish a carbon and he wants to use Hashem's name to makdish the carbon, he shouldn't say, this is l'Hashem carbon. He should say, it's a carbon l'Hashem. Why? Because if he says l'Hashem carbon, maybe when he says l'Hashem, he'll change his mind and not be makdashit. And then comes out, he's meitzi shem shemayim levatola. He did an aveira of saying Hashem's name for no reason. And you have to be careful about that. But when you say carbon l'Hashem, as soon as he says l'Hashem, so then it's already chal the carbon. That's not called meitzi shem shemayim levatola. You're using the word l'Hashem for a purpose they're using it to be makdish the carbon. That's not called levatola. Now, Shagan, if you say Lashem and you don't say carbon, if you never end up saying carbon, so you're not being makdish the behema. So since you're not being makdish the behema, so the Lashem is levatola. So it's meisi shem shemayim levatola. So that's the iser. So the Teishashanim asks, b'shem Rabbeinu Elchanan, so why does the Mishnah say that he says Lashem chatas? He should rather say chatas Lashem. He should have that same kshash that he should first say chatas and Lashem, because if he says Lashem and then he says chatas, maybe he won't say the word chatas, and it'll be meitzi shem shemayim levatala. So the Taisus Yishanim answers that's the pasuk. The pasuk says Asha'ol Levagar Lashem v'asol chatas. So the pasuk says to say first Lashem, that you pronounce the girl as Lashem, and then you say v'asol chatas, then you pronounce that it's a chatas. So the Taisus Yishanim is learning, like we said from the Ritva, that the pshat in the Tanakhama is, he learns that from Vaso Chatos, that you have to say it's Lashem, and then you have to say that it's a Chatos. And the Pasuk precedes the Lashem to the Vaso Chatos. So the Pasuk indicates that he should say Lashem first and then Chatos. So here it's different. Normally when a person has a choice to say carbon Lashem or Lashem carbon, either one is good enough. So there Chazal said it's better to say Karban Lashem, because then you won't come to Ukshash and Maitzi Shem Shemayin Levatala. Mashen came here, the Pasuk specifically tells him to do first Lashem and then Chatas. The Dvar brings other Turitzim from Taisus, that first of all, he says that the Kayin Gadol is a Zaris. A regular person, Yechayisha, shall say Lashem, maybe he won't finish and say Karban, and then he'll come out Shem Shemayin Levatala. Mashen came by Kayin Gadol, they weren't Geyser, Kayin Gadol is a Zaris, so Mela, he'll never come to Yemaitzi Shem Shemayin Levatala. He also mentions that the Skan and the Rosh Pesav are here to remind him. Private person, there's no one around. He might say Lashem, and then end up saying Karban. Lashem can hear the Kayin Gadol in case he doesn't say Lashem Chatas, so the Skan and the Pesav, they're right there, they're going to make sure that he says Chatas. The Teizer Rosh says a different teretz. He says that the problem of the reason why we're afraid that he might say Lashem and not Karban is because we're afraid he's going to change his mind. This is a Gvur Sari also is Mechavin too. We're afraid he's going to change his mind. He'll say Lashem and then he'll decide he doesn't want to be Makdish the Karban. So it came out that he said Lashem and was never Makdish the Karban. So that's Meitzi Shem Shemayim Levatala. Mashen came here, we're not afraid the Kohen Gadol is going to change his mind. I mean, it's not up to him really. This is the Avodah he has to do. These are the two goats, and he did Agrola, and it's not up to him to decide that, no, he wants to have other goats to be the carbon. This is a carbon seber. Of course he won't change his mind. So Mel is absolutely no kshash. It's not when a person goes to Makdish a behema, he says Lashem, then right after he says Lashem, he says, no, I don't want to bring this behema, I want to bring a different behema, ukadayma. Mashenken, this wouldn't be a kshash at all, that the Kayin Gadol, when he's doing that Vaidis Yemi Kippurim, and they bring the two goats that they bought specifically for this mitzvah, that the Kohen Gadol should all of a sudden decide that he wants to use other goats. It's anyway not his goats, it's Mishal Tzibur. So there's no Havimina that'll change his mind, so there's no Shash Bechlal. But the Ritva says that you don't have to come on to all these Turitzim altogether. Because all these Turitzim assume that if the Kohen Gadol Taka says Lashem and doesn't say Chatas, that is Askar Hashem Shemayim Levatala. Navas, either the Teis Hashanim's teretz that the Pasuk tells him he has to do Lashem first and then Chatas, so therefore we can't be Chayshish because the Pasuk tells you Lahed, this is how he has to do it, or when Achayshish the Kayin Gadol because he's a Zaris, and the Beisav, the Reish Beisav and the Skan are going to remind him, or the Chash is only that a person will be Mescharet, and that doesn't apply over here. But all these Terutzim agree that if he Maisa didn't say Chatas for whatever reason, it would be Eskar Hashem Shemal V'Tola. The Ritva says the whole anach is incorrect. Because when a person's makdish a carbon, and he says Lashem and doesn't say carbon, so kum deis he was never makdish the carbon, so he said Hashem totally for no reason. Mashen kein, the Kayin Gadol here, when he says Lashem chatas, Lashem is the gairel. That's the seam of the gairel. There's a gairel, one gairel says Lashem, one gairel says Lazazel. When he says Lashem, he's defining the gairel. So that alone is a something. And then he says chatas, means he's defining the carbon. He's defining the carbon chatas. So it's not a skar shem shemayim levatala when he says Lashem, even if he doesn't say chatas. So the Dvar saying that the kasha makdish done, the kasha doesn't start. By someone that says Lashem Karban, he's being makdish the behemah. If he doesn't fear ice, if he doesn't end up finishing up his words, Lashem Karban, so he just said Lashem, so that's Maitzi Shein Shem Avatollah. But here, he's doing Agrol. In the Agrol, he's supposed to say Lashem. Rabbi Shmuel says, you only say Lashem. Tanakama says, you also add Chatas. But Lashem is not part of the Lashem Chatas. It's two different things. And therefore, even if he said Lashem and didn't finish the word Chatas, there's no Maitzi Shem Shemayim Levatollah. Now, the Gvura Seri was also Mechavim to this Teretz. And he says it more stark. He says, like we said before from the Gvura Seri, that there's no din that the Kohen Gadol is being makdishit. There's no din that he has to be makdishit. The Agrol itself is makdishit. So Memela, in the Agrol, he says Lashem. So even if he doesn't say Chatas, Avad, there's no Maitzi Shem Shemayim Levatollah. I think he was naming on that the Rishonim asked the Kasha, the Teis Rishonim and the Teis Rosh, that asked the Kasha that if he says Lashem and doesn't say Chatas, he's being Maitzi Shem Shemayim Levatollah. They were assuming that if you don't say Chatas, it's not going to be Chal and it doesn't become a Chatas. And that's why it's Maitzi Shem Shemayim Levatollah. So that is bothered. That's not true. The Karbanis already Muktish Me'elov, and the Agrola automatically designates one of them to be a Chatas and one of them to be a Sar La'azazel, even if he didn't say anything. So why would it be called Maitzi Shem Shemayim Levatollah? I think the Rishonim are maskim. I think the Teis Rishonim and that Avadah are maskim that even if he didn't say any Amira, it's not Ma'akiv, and it becomes a Chatas without any Amira. And it's not the pshat that he has to be makdashit. It's only a mitzvah l'chatchil, like we spoke at before. Vaso chatas means, even though it's already a chatas without you doing it, but you should do it, it's like a mechar, which mitzvah l'akdisha, even though it's already kadosh, is a mitzvah for you to proclaim it as a chatas, even if it's already a chatas. But the pshat is, the machlekes Rishonim is like this. The Rishonim that assume that if Itaka says Lashem and doesn't say chatas, there'll be Maitzi Shem Shemayim Levatollah, they assume the Lashem chatas is one thing. He has to say Lashem Chatas. He has to say that this is a Chatas Lashem. And therefore, if he doesn't say the entire thing, he just says Lashem and doesn't say Chatas, so it's like he didn't say anything. The Lashem alone has no mashmais according to them. Rabbi Shmuel Taki says you don't say that it's a Chatas, you just say Lashem. So the Lashem has a mashmais. Mashayin the Tanakhama that says you have to say Lashem Chatas means you don't just say Lashem, you say it's a Chatas Lashem. So if you want to say something's a chatas Lashem, you could say it's a chatas Lashem. You could say Lashem chatas. But it's one thing. It's a chatas Lashem. It's Lashem chatas. So therefore, if you say Lashem and you don't say chatas, it's Maitzi Shem Shemayim Levatollah. So they ask Akasha, so why don't you say they should say chatas Lashem? Because maybe he'll say Lashem and he won't say chatas. Now the answer, either the Gzeres HaKasev is to say Lashem chatas bedafka in that order, or like the different truths, and we said, why there's no kshash at all that the Kohen Gadol won't finish up and say Lashem Chatas. But the Ritva holds is two separate statements you're saying. You're saying a statement Lashem, meaning that the Goyal is Lashem, that's Asha Olav HaGoyal Lashem, and you're saying a second statement, Chatas. That's the second thing. So, Mel, if you say Lashem, you don't say Chatas, it's Bechlal Not Maitzi Shem Shemayim Levatollah, it's the Goyal Lashem, that's also part of what that mirror says. It's not one statement, it's a chatas Lashem. It's two statements, it's Lashem, and also it's a chatas. And therefore, one without the other wouldn't be called Maitzi Shem Shemayim Levatollah. That's what I think the pshat in the machlokes is. Now, the Gemara asks the kasha, Lamali Tarif Bekalfi. Why does he have to be Tarif Bekalfi? The Gemara says, Kechetbol Nechavin Velishko. He shouldn't aim in purpose. Mechavin means intentionally go and take the one Lashem in his right hand. And Rashi explains the reason why he would do it is because he would want it, it's a simen yafa when it comes out on the right side. So mainly he'd intentionally get the one to be on the right side. So like we mentioned, what the word taref means in the shayla, Rashi says it means to grab it. So according to Rashi, the pshat in the Gemara is, if you would take it slowly, like Rashi says, if you take it slowly, so then he'd be able to feel around and be able to figure out when he's feeling around which one is Lashem or which one is Lazazel. And Mimele will take the Lashem in his right hand and Lazazel in his left hand. Mashayin Kain, the Aruch says that it means to mix it, because if you don't mix it, maybe he'll be able to know beforehand which one to take, because he'll be able to see which one is Lashem, which one is Lazazel when it was being put in. The Siach Yitzchak is masbir that Rashi didn't want to say the Oryx Pshat, that Torah means to mix it up, because the Gemara later is Mavur, the Gemara says that the Kalfi was very thin, could only fit two hands in it. And the Gemara says the reason why is also Kechla L'cham V'lishko. So you see clearly, even though you mix it up, but if it's wider, then you might be able to intentionally take the one to the right side. So you see clearly from that Gemara that it is possible for him to feel and realize which one is Lashem, even if it's mixed up. So Rashi says a tarif doesn't mean to mix it up. And could be the pshat is as a matter of course. Anytime someone does a lottery, he mixes it up. That's like standard procedure. You don't have to ask a kasha, why does he have to do it that way? But on the other hand, when people take a lottery, sometimes they don't just grab it. They feel around and they pick it up. But here, where you only have two of them, and you might be able to tell by feeling which one is Lashem and which one is Lazazel, so therefore they said to grab it. That's the Chayit of Pshat and Rashi. That's Be'erich what the Siach Yitzchak says. The Rishonim asked the Kasha, the Teis Rishonim and the Ritva asked the Kasha, what's the Kshash you might feel around and take the right one for Lashem? That would negate the whole Agrola. Then it wouldn't be considered Agrola altogether. And so it wouldn't be a keem of the mitzvah of Agrola. We have later if Agrola is Ma'akev, if it's not Ma'akev, either if it's not Ma'akev, but there's a mitzvah to do Agrola, why are we chayshed that maybe the Kohen Gadol will pick the right one for his right hand? That wouldn't be a keem of the mitzvah of Agrola. The Rishonim answer that it doesn't mean he'll deliberately do it. It doesn't mean that he'll intentionally ignore the Hagrola and just try to get the one Lashem in the right hand. But it means that since he really, really wants Lashem to go in his right hand, so he'll forget himself, and he'll realize that this is Lashem is the right hand, and somehow in the heat of the moment, he'll end up putting the Lashem in the right hand deliberately, and that would negate the Hagrola. In other words, it's not a deliberate, pre-planned action that he's planning on trying to find the Lashem and getting his right hand. But while he's doing the Hagrola, because of his great desire to have the Lashem go to his right hand, if he notices, is he able to feel which one is Lashem, he might, at the spur of the moment, just pick up the Lashem with the right hand, and that would hakin negate the Hagrola. That's what the Teis Rishonim and Dva answer. The Teisus Kadoshim and the Mishnayis ask another kasha. He says the whole reason why you want the Lashem in the right hand is that it should be a good simen. L'chayr, if you intentionally put in your right hand, that's not a good simen. The good simen is if it came out by itself in the right hand. So that's a simen min hashamayim, that the Eved is happy with Klal Yisrael. He made that the chata shetaka mid, the one Lashem, should be on the right side. That's a simen that shows that the Eved wants it. But if the Kohen Gadol maneuvered it that way, so then what's the simen? So the Teis Kadoshim answers, different than the Rishonim, that the chash is taka the Kohen Gadol will do it deliberately. But the pshat is that the Kohen Gadol, we're talking about in Bayis Sheni, like the Gemara said earlier, the Kadim Gadolim and Bayis Sheni were not necessarily tzaddikim, they weren't good people, they were tzaddikim, and therefore, they just wanted that the people should approve of them. So they would pretend that they're doing Agrola, but really would engineer that the one Lashem should be in the right hand, so everyone should think that they're a good Kohen Gadol, they're doing the Aveda good, the Eved likes the Aveda, he puts the Lashem on the right side for a good simen, when really they just did it intentionally. So that would answer both kashas. That would answer the kasha that if he does it in his right hand, it wouldn't be Agrola. And it would answer a kasha if he did it intentionally, why is it a good simen? The Teres is a Nechanami. It's not Agrola, it's not a simen. It's just that the Kohen Gadol will do it to fool the people to think it's Agrola and to think it's a good simen, so people will approve of him. He's afraid if he doesn't do it, so he'll take a comment on the left hand. So people will say that he's not a good Kohen Gadol. You see that the Hagrola didn't come out in the right hand. That's the Taisis Kadashim Shat. And the Siach Yitzchak, of course, it says the same Shat. They were talking about a Sheni with a Kohen Gadol, Kohen Gadolim or Rishon, and therefore we're afraid that someone might have to do this deliberately, pre-planned, and Chazal mates took steps that he shouldn't be able to do it that way. But the Taisis Shanim and the Ritva of Vashtais learned that has nothing to do with that. Other Rabbi were talking about Tzaddikim, but the pshat is that he'll forget himself in the spur of the moment and put in his right hand. And I think that answers the other kasha also. Like the kasha was, why would that be a good simon if he did it intentionally? The Teretz says he didn't really mean to do it intentionally. he really set out to do a proper Hagrola. Just if he doesn't do it quickly, if he doesn't do it with the Torah, whatever it is, if he'll notice in the middle of the Hagrola that the Lashem, he knows which one is Lashem, then Mimela naturally, his natural impulse will be to go and deliberately put it into his right hand and pick it up without realizing that he's negating the Hagrola. And Mimela, it's because he so much wants that Ataka should be in his right hand as a good Simon, that he'll kind of inadvertently, intentionally put it in his right hand. So that would really answer both kashas. The Gemara goes weiter. Amar Rava, Kalfi shall eat soisa. The Kalfi, the kli that they used to do the gairlin, was wooden kli. Vishal chayel, and it was not a kli kaidish. Vishal chayel isa. Veinem achzekes elish shtei yadayim. And it was a very narrow kli, could only fit the two hands of the kohen gadol to pick up the gairlos. Maskevler avina. Avina asked the kasha, Bishlaim and Amgazekis al Shtei Yadayim, Kihechad Lelecham Velishko. The reason why it only could fit the two hands is so that he shouldn't have any room to be Mechavan, to intentionally take the right, the Lashem, to be the right hand. Eloshel Chayel Nikdisha. But why do they use a Kli Chayel? Why don't they make it Kaddish? So the Tezer Shanim and the Ritva say that what was the Gemara's kasha? You should make it Kaddish. If you don't need a Kli Kaddish, what's wrong with using Kli Chol? Why did Gemara have it Shver that it should make it Kaddish? So the Tais Hashanim, the Ritva say that since it's possible to make it Kaddish, so therefore it's better, it's a covered a mitzvah to use a Kli Kaddish instead of a Kli Chol. It's more of a covered for the mitzvah. But the Tais Hashanim asks, if you hold mitzvahs lahanis nitnu, if you hold that even a key in mitzvah is called Ahanah, so even if you're doing a mitzvah that's called Ahanah, so therefore, why would they be allowed to use a Kli Shel Kaddish to do the Hagrola? Why would that be called having a Na from a Kli Kaddish? Mishlaim, if you would need Dafka Kli Kaddish, like for Zrikas Adam and the other things that you need Dafka Kli Kaddish, so that's what the Torah says to do. But here, that you could use a Kli Chayil, you just think it's more covered to use a Kli Kaddish, why wouldn't you be over on the Isra of having a Na from Hekdish? So the Tais Hashanim says, because since it's a covenant mitzvah, you can make a Bishal Kaddish. He doesn't explain so well. The Ritva explains a little bit more. He says, Kishem Shemutalish Tamish Beklish Sharis Bemikdash, which the Chari means that it's not called Me'ila, it's not called taking away something from Hekdish, if you go for using it for Hekdish, just like when it's mitzvah Sebekach, and using a Klish Sharis in the Mikdash to do the Avodah, that's not cool, you're having a Noah. It's not like you're having a Noah, and that's nidche because of the chiv to use the klisharis. It's b'chol not called having a Noah. That's what klisharis are for. So who would then hear, what you're doing is a avayda in the mikdash, you're doing a grola, and it's more covered to do with the kli kaddish. So that's not called me'ila, that's not called having a Noah from a kli kaddish. The Ritva suggests also that maybe the kasha was only la'alocha, that we pass a mitzvah slavlenis nitnu. Otherwise, enechinam, if you're a mitzvah slahenis nitnu, you wouldn't be allowed to use a Kli Kaddish if you could use a Kli Chayil. The Gemara's Teretz is, Im Kain Havalei Kli Sharis. If you would make it from a Hekdish one, it would be called a Kli Sharis. Then it would become a Kli Sharis. And it's a Kli Sharis Shel Eitz, a Kli Sharis to Eitz Lo Yavdinan. You'd have a wooden Kli Sharis, a wooden Kli Sharis you don't do. So Gemara says, V'nevda the Kesef, V'nevda the Zav. So why don't you make it gold and silver? So the Gemara says, Atayr Chasam Amayim Shel Yisrael. The Torah doesn't want Klal Yisrael to waste money, and therefore you use a wooden one, not a golden and silver one. The Siach Yitzchak is Meir. Earlier we said that the Gerolas themselves were Shelesh Geroya, they were a type of a wood, and then Ibshu Ben Gamlin made them into gold. But earlier they were made out of wood. So why did the Gemara ask over there also that why originally they were made of wood, why didn't they make them out of gold originally? Just like we're asking here by the Kalfi, why don't we make them out of gold? Why don't we ask the same question by the Gerolas themselves? So he says a few terutzim, and he says a teretz that the Gerolas weren't seen by the people so much, so it's not such a kasha why they would. It wasn't such a kasha to the Gemara. Mashenke in the Kalfi, which everyone sees, it's in the open, so that was more of a kasha that it should be gold, because it's more of a covet if people see it that it should be gold. But then he says another teretz, which he thinks this is the Ikka teretz, that the Gemara didn't ask a question directly, why don't they make the Kalfi gold? The Gemara first asked the question, why don't they make the Kalfi Kaddish? And that the Gemara says that they didn't make the kalfi kaddish because the kalfi was eitz, and you can't make a kli sharis out of eitz. And if you're going to make a kaddish, it's going to become a kli sharis, and that won't work if the kli sharis is eitz. On that the Gemara says, so make it gold and silver in order to make it kaddish. So that applies to the kalfi, which is a kli. So a kalfi is a kli. So then the kash is use a kli sharis, use a kli that's kaddish. Masheg and the garolas are not kalim bechlal. There's no kasha bechlal, they should be kaddish, and therefore the Gemara never asked the kasha to make them gold and silver. Now, on the Gemara's teretz, that the reason why you couldn't make the kalfi kaddish is because it's eitz, and if you make it kaddish, it'll be klisharis, and you can't make a klisharis out of eitz, the Taisis Rishonim asked the kasha that in order for something to be a klisharis, it needs either meshicha b'shem and amishcha, or it needs aveda. The klisharis that Moshe made, he was Meshach, B'Shem, and Amishcha. And the klisharis l'dayris, when you do an aved with them, that gives it the kedusha of klisharis. Otherwise, it would only have the kedushas damim, it's hektish, but it doesn't have the kedushas haguf of being a klisharis. The aveda gives it the din of a klisharis. So Teis Hashanim asks, you didn't have an aveda by the kalfi, because hagrol alav avedi, the Gemara says. Hagrol is not considered an aveda. So Agrola won't be able to make it into a klisharis. So Mela won't be considered a klisharis. So why does the Gemara say that if you use ones that's kaidish, that belongs to hektish, it will be a klisharis, and you can't have a klisharis out of eitz, it won't become a klisharis. You don't have aveda, you don't have meshicha, that's for sure, and you don't have aveda to make it a klisharis, because Agrola lav avedahi. So the Teis Hashanim answers, enechinami. Of course it won't become a klisharis. But people will think that it's a klisharis. People will think that it has a din of a klisharis, and mela they'll think that you can have a klisharis of eitz, and they'll come to use a kli eitz in order to be mekadesh mincha, to be mekabel dam, and therefore Chazal didn't want you to have to be kaidish altogether, so no one should think that it's a klisharis. That's a Teis Hashanim teretz. But the Ritva says, the Anachini says, that no, since the job of the kalfi, the avodah of the kalfi was to do hagrola, so that's considered the avodah to make it into a klisharis. And when it says a sher yishar subam, it means whatever sheris that particular thing has. So if you would use a kli hektish for hagrola, since the kli hektish is made specifically for hagrola, even though hagrola is not an avodah, but that is the purpose of this kli kaidish, so when it fulfills its purpose by doing the hagrola, then it will become a klisharis. And then you'll have a problem, because a klisharis can't be eitz, as halacha, you can't make a klisharis out of eitz, and you don't want to make it out of gold and silver, because Torah chasam aleinim shi Yisrael. So mainly, you don't use a kli kaidish altogether. So it comes in a machleikis, Yisaitis to a machleikis, it says, Hashanim in the Ritva. That it says that the avodah is mechanech, doesn't mean dafka an avodah for an avodah samikdash, dafka something which has a shem avodah, which has a teiris avodah, mashen kein, anything else which you're going to use the kli for, even if it's that's the job of the kli, that can't give it a din tayris kli sharis. That's a Teis Hashanim shita. The dafkan avodah can give it a tayris kli sharis, not anything that you do with it. Mashen kein der Ritva holds, no. If that's the job of the kli, so then if you the kli does its job, that's the asher yishar subam, that's the sheiris of the kli, that also can give it a din kli sharis, even if it's not considered an avodah. Now, there's a big discussion in Taisis in the beginning of the fifth parak of Zvachim. It's also in the beginning of the first parak of Chulin, Daf Gimel, whether the knife of the Shechita has to be a Kli Sharis or not. There's a discussion in Taisis. And Machlekes, the Bali Taisis, some of the Bali Taisis held that the knife that you use for Shechita has to be a Kli Sharis. And other Bali Taisis hold, no, the knife that's used for Shechita does not have to be a Kli Sharis. And Machlekes in Taisis. L'chaira, the Teis Hashanim that holds that only an Aveda could give it a din of a klisharis, we all know that Shechita also the Gemara says Shechita lav Avedahi, because it's Kasha Bazar, it's not considered an Aveda. So therefore, L'chaira, according to Teis Hashanim, you wouldn't be able to have a discussion if the Shechita knife has to be a klisharis, because there's no way to make it a klisharis, because you don't do Aveda with the Shechita knife, you only do Shechita and Shechita lav Avedahi. The discussion assumes, like the Ritva, that when you use the keli for its job, and it's a kli kaidish, that would automatically make it a kli sharis, like what the Ritva says. The Gemara goes weiter, masnisin de loy kaitana. The Mishnah doesn't hold like the Tana of the Braisa, because the Tana of the Braisa says, Rabbi Yudai Mishum Rav Lezer, Haskan the Kohen Gadol Machnisan Yada Mekalfi. The Skan and the Kohen Gadol together put the hands in the Kalfi. The Mishnah says the Kohen Gadol puts both his hands in the Kalfi, takes one girl in his right hand, one girl in his left hand, and whichever one comes to the right hand, so the seer on the right gets the girl from the right hand, the seer on the left gets the girl in the left hand. But the Braisa says no, the Kohen Gadol and the Skan, they both put their hands, their right hands in the Kalfi, and they both take out a girl. The Kohen Gadol gets the seer that's next to him, and the Skan will get the seer that's next to him. So it's not done by the Kohen Gadol that taking two girls with his two hands. It's done by the Kohen Gadol and the Skan, each taking a girl with the right hand. The Gemara explains, what's the machlekes, the mission, the Braisa? Marisav Yamina the Skan Adif Mismala the Kohen Gadol. The Braisa holds that the Skan taking it in his right hand, that's better than the Kohen Gadol taking his left hand, because really he's supposed to do Aveda with your right hand. So even though it's the Skan doing the Aveda, it's not the Kohen Gadol, but the Skan is doing it with his right hand. So therefore it's better if the Skan does it with his right hand than if the Kohen Gadol does it with his left hand. The other Braisa holds that the Skan, the right hand of the Skan, the left hand of the Kohen Gadol are equal, and therefore you give it to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is in charge of all the Avedis Yom Kippurim. There's no reason to have the Skan do it, even though you'll have the mile of Yamin. But the other way, you'll have the mile of Kohen Gadol, and they're equal. And therefore, the Kohen Gadol does both Gerolos with his two hands. So the Rishayim are bothered by Akasha. How's it shayach that the Skan could do the Avedis of Agrola? Avedis Yom Kippurim are only supposed to be done by the Kohen Gadol. That's Ma'akiv. All Avedis Yom Kippurim is only works if it's done by the Kohen Gadol. That's the klal we have in the whole Masechta. So the Rishayim's kasha is on the tzad that Agrol is Ma'akiv. We'll have later in the Gemara Machlokes if Agrol is Ma'akiv was not Ma'akiv. If B'di'evid you didn't do Agrol, is it kasher the seer without the Agrol? We'll see that's the next sugya on the next blot. So if Agrol is not Ma'akiv, the Rishayim say it's not Shver. If Agrol is not Ma'akiv, so then only the Avedis that are Ma'akiv, that has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. But Agrol is not Ma'akiv, so it doesn't have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. But the Rishayim's kash is, if you hold Agrol as Ma'akiv, so it's an integral part of the Avedis Yom Kippurim, so therefore, well, how could it be done by anyone other than the Kohen Gadol? So the Taisus Rid says, Einachinami. Taizrit says Enechinami. This Gemara is going like the Man D'Omer that Agrola is not Ma'akiv. Even though Rabbi Huda was the one that holds that Agrola is Ma'akiv. But the Taizrit says Eloshin that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Agrola is not Ma'akiv. Rabbi Huda said it Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer must hold that Agrola is not Ma'akiv, and therefore it doesn't have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. If Agrola would be Ma'akiv, then it would have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. There'd be no tzad that the Sagan could help him with the Agrola. The Taisus Yeshanim says, no, Rabbi Yehuda holds Agrol is Ma'akiv, so it sounds like this branch would hold that Agrol is Ma'akiv. So Taisus Yeshanim says, because Agrol alav avaydihi. This klal, that all the avaydis Yom Kippurim have to be done through the Kohen Gadol, is dafka those that are considered an avayda. To have a shame avayda, like you bring a carbon or whatever it is, you do the Zrik Sadam, the Akhtaris Akhtaris, all these things that are avaydis. Mashenk and Agrol is not considered avayda, like we have later in the Gemara. Hagrol alav avaydihi, and therefore it doesn't have to be done with the Kohen Gadol. Then Mrs. Rashi also says this on Amid Beis, and some Tfusim they put it in parentheses and they said that lav dafka it's from Rashi. The Marsha took it out, but the Rashi that we have also says that Hagrol the lav avaydihi shekshayir biskan lemandam el askan v'kadam zilem shleimim mekalfi. Then, so he also says, if the girl is not an Aveda, that the fact that it's Kashi B'Skan, that's a Raya, that it's not an Aveda. So that's a Teretz, that only the Aveda, Yom Kippurim, the things that are considered an Aveda, that is Ma'akiv if it's done with the Kohen Gadol. Mashenki and Hagrol, it's not an Aveda. So Mamela, it doesn't have to be done with the Kohen Gadol. The Ridva says a third Teretz, that that here, since anyway it has to be done with the left hand, so therefore that's not considered really the Kohen Gadol's doing it. It's not shaykh for the Kohen Gadol to do the whole agrola with his right hand. He needs two hands, one for each gairel. So al karchach anyway will have to be done with the left hand. So since anyway it has to be done with the left hand, so mamela, it's not being done in the proper way that avoda is done. Avoda Yom Kippurim needs kain gadol. Avoda in general always needs yamin. So here the hechrach, the avoda has to be done with smail. So therefore it's not avoda that requires a kain gadol. He says that's pshat in the Gemara. The pshat in the Gemara is when the Gemara says that the yamin of the skan is adif from the smail of the kain gadol, that's good for what the Gemara means. That hayais, this avoda anyway can't be done with the yamin of the kain gadol. So it's not being done properly anyway. So then it doesn't have done with the kain gadol altogether. It's better to do the avoda b'yamin and fit into the regular klal that avoda always has to be b'yamin and relinquish the klal that avoda Yom Kippurim has to be done with the kain gadol, even b'smail. Because anyway, something has to be done wrong with it. So this is the better way. Hashenka in the Mishnah holds no. The smail of the kain gadol is equal to the yamin of the skan, and therefore it should be done with the Kohen Gadol. So these are the three Turetzim. Matthias Riz holds that Enechnam and Igmar goes like the Man Yom HaGrol is not Ma'akiv. That's why the Skan can do it. Only Avedis that are Ma'akiv have to be done with the Kohen Gadol. Avedis and Aram Ma'akiv don't have to be done with the Kohen Gadol. The Taiz Shanim says the Teretz because HaGrol Lav Avedihi. And the Advanced Teretz is because since this part of the HaGrol anyway has to be done with the smile, so that shows that it doesn't have to be done in the proper way, because anyway it's been done with the smell, so the yamin of the skan is better than the smell of the kain gadol. The Gvur Sari is bothered by the shiloh, though. He asks, Einachin Ami, it's not ma'akiv. You don't have the din that there's an ikuv that has to be done by the kain gadol, if not it's pasul. But l'chayr l'chatchil has to be done with the kain gadol. The pasuk says that the kain gadol does it. The pasuk says Aaron does it. And then later in the parasha says that the Kohen Meshuach Ban of Tachtav does the Avoda. But the Pasuk says this Avoda has been done with Aaron. So even if you'll tell me, for whatever reason, because HaGrol is not Ma'akev, because HaGrol will have Avodahi, because it's being done with the Smail, that it's not Ma'akev that's done with the Kohen Gadol, but why shouldn't there at least be a Din L'chatchil that's been done with the Kohen Gadol? The Pasuk says the Kohen Gadol. So then he says it's not so shver, because the Pasuk really only says that the Nesinus Gairolis have to be done with the Kohen. V'nosin Aaron al Shnei Seirim Gairolis. The Nesinus Gairol, it doesn't mention the Agrola. Later it says, V'hikr v'Aaron is a Sar Asher Ola Olav Agairol Hashem. That implies the Agrola. V'Asher Ola Olav Agairol Hashem implies Agrola. That there was an Aliyah Sagairol. That the girl happened to fall on this one, the Gairol Hashem. So that implies that there was Agrola. But it never mentions who did the Agrola. In the Pasuk, it only says that Aaron did the Nesinus Gairolis. So even if the skan took out one of the gairolas, he gave it to Aaron, and Aaron put the gairol on the two seer, the gairol Hashem and the gairol Azazel. But the etzem agrola, that it doesn't mention in the pasuk who does the agrola. It only mentions the agrola derech agav. It says asha'ola olav a gairol, an implication that there was a gairol. But he's still bothered by the kasha that agrola has to be done with the big day lovan, and the skan doesn't wear the big day lovan. So he's bothered by the akasha, it's missing the big day lovan, which that he held was a mitzvah l'chatchila upon him in the agrola. As you could say, for the rishonim could be that they held that whatever the kohen gadol does, that has to be done with big day lovan. The kohen gadol doesn't have to do it; it doesn't have to do it with big day lovan either. But that's a gvura sari's kasha. So the gvura sari says an interesting teretz, not like the rishonim. He says that the avoid of the agrola is to mevare which sar is Lashem, which sar is Lazazel. The avoid of the agrola is the skyim with one gairel. Even if you take out one gairel, whichever the gairel is, if the gairel is Lashem, so you know the other one's Lazazel. If the gairel is Lazazel, so you know the other one's Lashem. You don't need two gairelas to be mevare. Avani, you needed two gairelas for the nesina, for nesan aron al shnei asiyum gairelas. Avadi, you need two garolas. You have to make an asina of two garolas. But the etzem hagarola, that can be done with one. Let's say Aaron just took out one garol, and that garol said Lashem, and now you know the other one's Lazazel, and then afterwards he just took out the other one that's not a garola, and put it on the other side. So Avadi Yaitza, Avadi, you have a garola. So Mela, taking out the second garol zakta is not part of that garola, and that's why it can be done with the skan. And mainly explains also that's why it can be done with the left hand. The Rishonim a little bothered how it can be done with the left hand. Taz Rishonim answers, because when it's e-efshir, When it's Eafshit, there's no other way to do it. So then you do it with the left hand, just like the Kaf and the Machta. When the Kohen Gadol goes Lefnai Lefnim, he's bringing along a Kaf of Keteris and a Machta of Gecholim. So Gemara says he has the Machta Biyamina and the Kaf Vismoiloi, and I avoid that has to be Biyamin. The Teret says there's no other way to do it. There's no other way to do it. So the Gevurah Sari is bothered. That's by the Kaf and the Machta, where there it says Vehevi. And the Gemara says, why doesn't he first bring in the Machta, put it down, come back out, and get the Kaf with the right hand? So it says, you have Xerius Akasa Vehevi, Vilei Vechasa Vehevi. You can't bring it two times. Mashenge by the Garel, why can't the Kohen Gadol pick up one Garel with his right hand, and then put it in again, and pick up the other Garel with his right hand? Zakta the Teretz is, because the Avoid of Agrola, Zakhtik Vuraseris, is picking up one girl, and that he did with his right hand. Picking up the second girl, that's not part of the Agrola. The Agrola is in the sky, and the Agrola is just to be Mavar to clarify which Sar belongs where. That's done with one. The second one is not part of the Agrola, it's not an Avoida, it doesn't have to be done with the Kohen Gadol, it doesn't have to be done with the right hand. That's what the Vuraseris says. Agav, the Vuraseris also says that you see from these Rishainim, a Yisayid, which was Pasha to the Rishainim, that the Sagan was not a Kohen Gadol, did not have any Dine Kohen Gadol. He wasn't Mishamish Peshmeine Begadim. You see also, the next thing, Yitayishanim asked the Kasha, that why did they have a Sagan? Why couldn't the Meshuach Muhammad take over if the Kohen Gadol ever had a Psul? The Meshuach Muhammad had the old Dine Kohen Gadol. He wore Shmeine Begadim. Why couldn't he just take over for the Kohen Gadol if the Kohen Gadol had a Psul? So the Yitayishanim says that the Meshuach Muhammad, since he already has a Din Kohen Gadol, if he be prepared to take over, that would cause Eva. That would be competition. The Kohen Gadol might be bothered that the Meshuach Muhammad is all ready to take over. Mashenke in the Skan, he's just a Kohen Hedit. So that wouldn't cause Eva. Right now he's not a Kohen Gadol at all. It's not a problem if he's poised to take over if there's a Psul of the Kohen Gadol. So you see, Mefirsh, that they Nemdan, the Rishayim and Taisushanim, Nemzan, that the Skan doesn't, not either B'Shmein B'Gadim. He brings the Taisus Harash, the Tshuvas Harash, the Tshuvas Harash, Klal Yud Gimel, towards the end of the Klal, he mentions, he was asked the Kasha that says that Nadav and Aviu, they were Mechusa Begadim, it says. So the Medrash says a Lashon, they were missing the Me'il. So the Shail asks, what do you mean they were missing the Me'il? The Me'il is the Begad of the Kohen Gadol. Nadav and Aviu weren't Kohen Gadol, they weren't supposed to be wearing a Me'il. How could they say they were Mechusa the Me'il? So the Tshuvas Harash says that it could be that Nadav was a Sagan. He was a Skan, so the Skan also has to wear Shmeine Begadim. But then he says another Teretz, because he's also Mesubik. He says, even if you can tell me Skan doesn't have to wear the Shmeine Begadim, he says another Teretz. Baal Kapanim, he has a good side to say that a Skan has to wear Shmeine Begadim. But the Gversari says, no, you see from these Yishayim out the way. And the Gversari also holds, not like the Tshuvas Harash and Avad, that a Skan has a din of a Kohen Hedyot, until the Kohen Gadol gets the Psul and they bring the Skan in after him, the Skan would have a din of a Kohen Hedyot, would only be Mishamish with Arba Begadim. One final Nakuda, the Gemara in Amud Beis brings a Braisa. Taner Rabbanan, Eser Pamin Maske Kohen Gadol Sashem Boi Biyayim. 10 times the Kohen Gadol mentions the Shem, Hashem's name on the day of Yom Kippur. Gimel Bevide Rishon, Gimel Bevide Sheni, Shalish Besir Meshaleach, Ve'echad Begarolis. He said 3 viduyim, 2 viduyim on the par, and 1 viduy on the Sir Mishlech. On each one of these viduyim, he mentions the shame 3 times. And then, when he made the girl, and he says, Lashem Chatas, that's another time, so that's altogether 10 times. The Rishayim, the Taiz Rishonim, the Taiz Rash, the Ridva, they all point out that Avadi said Hashem's name in Yom Kippur many more times. He said different tefillos and different other things. Avadi mentions Hashem's name much more times than 10 times. But this means a shame HaMefurish. We're going to learn later, I'm going to discuss it Bez Hashem in the Shir Naf Mem Aleph. There's a Mechaik Yishayin, and what exactly was a shame HaMefurish? Was it the shame Yudke Vavke Kiksivasai? They said the shame Yudke Vavke the way it's written. That's one shot. Or was it a different shame, the shame of Mem Bez Isis? We'll discuss it Bez Hashem and Naf Mem Aleph. Al-Kopanim, the 10 times was the shame HaMefurish. That was only 10 times, and there, like the Mishnah says, every time you said the Shem HaMefurish, they said Baruch Shem Kved Mechus L'Olam V'Ad.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.